B-Pod Studios.
Who you got? These guys have the answer. Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz, the Bankroll Boys, the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Money fast.
Hour two, DraftKings over on the show. Let me ring the bell because I thought I did, but I didn't. Give me Baylor. Minus one at TCU. This game was a slugfest in the last one. I know TCU has been great. Going with Baylor on the road today. Even though I know TCU is a formidable opponent, give me Baylor. And Dan, you mentioned Baylor might be out one of their players today.
Yeah. They're
fantastic.
There are some rumors that's why TCU actually was a favorite last night.
Yeah,
I'm not sure where it is right now.
Be careful on this one, but I like Indiana today as a dog. I'm going to go plus three, though, at Michigan. Again, I know Indiana's played well. They beat back-to-back ranked opponents, as you mentioned, 5-5 in the Big Ten. But this is more of a fate of Michigan. I just don't think they've been playing well. Indiana does have to go on the road where they
blew out Nebraska.
No, I know. I just don't. Dan. It's my opinion.
I know.
I'm going with Indiana.
You can't say they haven't played well after they beat Nebraska by 20. Like, what?
That's fine. Okay. I'm going with Indiana today.
Okay, I'm just saying, you can't say they haven't played
well.
No,
I know they beat Northwestern, they beat Ohio State, but I watched, Penn State, I saw that game, I wasn't impressed, and I'm going with Indiana today.
That's what. No,
I know they have Wisconsin on deck.
I'm not giving you the hard time about Indiana. I'm giving you the hard time saying that Michigan, they just absolutely...
Yeah, they won 93-72.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed.
Oh, you're not impressed? That's a good win.
Yeah, it's a good win. They're 14-10 this year. I haven't been impressed.
Okay, so we PP in that?
Yes, ring the bell. Of course, the bell is brought to us by our friends over at thelions.com.
Okay, cool.
So there's two college basketball.
All right, finally, last one for me. I'm going to take, Miami today, minus 20 against Louisville. Yeah.
20 points.
Yeah.
Louisville, by the way. What the hell has happened to that program?
Yeah, there's a lot of turmoil going on right there. And they did get better for a little bit this year, but it's becoming a bigger and bigger disaster for them. There's been rumors of fights on the road and whatever. So, yeah, we don't need to get too deep into it, but a lot of issues with that program right now. So, yeah, be careful there. Be careful. All right, Joe, why don't we move on to Super Bowl props.
Yeah, just real quick on the game. I like the Chiefs. I've already PP'd it. It's already PP'd. I've got the money line.
It's a triple PP.
Yeah. Oh, you're on it too then.
I am.
Oh, we get the three-legged duck.
Yep.
I hit it last week.
So listen, I don't really have a value on the total.
We're all on the Chiefs, by the way. We're a triple PP on that.
As far as I'm on the under for the total, again, I'm not locked into it. It's not something it's just what I'm going with. So I'm heavier on the Chiefs than I am on the total. So I like under.
PP in the under.
I don't want to do it because I'm not strong on it.
Then don't.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
Okay.
So
don't do it.
I know people like to follow our PPs. Just, I'm on the under.
Okay.
These are two teams that can score.
You should not have to PP anything you don't want to.
There we go. So that's how I feel about the side and the under. And I know we might be on different sides on the total, Dan.
I'm probably not going to be on much of the total. If I do, it's going to be a smaller bet. So I think I have like half a unit on the over right now. I don't love it. Comparatively, I have many units on the Chiefs. So there you go. To compare where I am in regards to everything. How about that?
Yeah, and I'm trying to give you first half. So I looked this up. Wow, the Chiefs have struggled in the first half of Super Bowls.
They've played two.
Yeah, two. They've struggled.
Two different teams, very different teams.
So right now you can get the Chiefs at basically either even money if you think they're ahead of the game or 0.5.
Plus half, yeah.
I like it. So Dan, give me the Chiefs even money first half.
Okay.
Boom.
Okay. What else do we have here? Let's move on the props. I think we've all discussed.
Yeah,
we
good.
Like the Chiefs.
That's it for the game.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Yep. Why don't we move on to the props here, guys? We have about 10, 15 minutes here before we get to CT and we can do some more props afterwards. Why don't we just...
I have a plethora unless you have some.
All right, well, why don't you start off? We'll just go around with
okay.
three of us.
And I gave these out on Friday night or went Thursday night, whenever the weekly spread was. So I'll just breeze through them. Again, the lines have changed. So whatever I give you, be careful. Some of these things have been bought up.
I will give you the correct line.
Any other position of MVP, I got it at plus 300.
Yeah,
what do you see it at right now?
That's right around the right price.
Okay, great. I generally think it will be a quarterback.
PP?
PP. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm PPing all the props. Again, I think eventually they're all just going to hit.
Okay.
I have Jalen Hurts to throw an interception.
Oh, hold on. No, we're going to do one at a time. One at a time here. One at a time. Okay, so you're going to – so why non-quarterback to win the MVP?
It's odds, plus 300. I just feel like there's value in the play. And again, I'd put $25 on it. But I think there's value in it. I think a defensive player, generally they don't win, but could there be a shot on it? Could it be somebody else other than a quarterback? I just think there's value there, but for the most part, I think it's going to be Hurts or Mahomes, whoever wins.
So I actually think that Hurts will not win MVP if the Eagles win.
Okay.
I think the only value in that is if you think the Eagles are winning.
Do you think defensive player?
I think it would be a defensive player. I think
because the popular one's Reddick.
I think it would be a
Chris
defensive
Jones
player.
Chris Jones is who I have at plus 5,000.
Jones will not win.
Yep,
They will not win. Aaron Donald had the best Super Bowl for a defensive lineman ever.
I agree with that.
So if it's going to be someone from the it's going to have to be a defensive player from the Eagles, or it's going to have to be Devonta Smith having a monster game, that type of thing. It just won't be Jalen Hurts. It just won't be. Very few times has he played a game against an elite team where he has been able to be that guy. I just can't see him coming up with it. Especially at the odds that he are, there's a reason that he's gone from plus 105 to plus 140 in circles. So I think if you like non-quarterback, I think you like the Eagles there. That would just be the way that I would approach it. So I gave this out the other day. It's kind of been hit to heck, but I'll give it out even at the current number. Kadarius Toney over 27.5 receiving yards PP. This is going to be a guy who's going to be instrumental for Mahomes. I don't even think there's a question about it. I would have given out the over 2.5 receptions, but it's like minus 155 at this point, which is insane. I just think Tony's going to have a huge role in this game. He has been the most dynamic player on the field, not named Travis Kelce, when Mecole Hardman has not played. And Hardman obviously not playing means more snap share for Tony, means more playing time for Tony, and there is a clear connection with him and Patrick Mahomes. So I am all over the Kadarius Tony. The Kadarius Toney everything here. Yes, he was limited in practice this week, I'm aware, but sounds like he's healthy. Give me Toney overs. I like the yards. I like the receptions. I like the longest reception, etc. I like pretty much overs on every single Toney thing, and you know how much I do not like overs on player props.
I got Jalen Hurts over.
Oh, no, now we're going to Tuck.
Oh, sorry, Tuck.
Tuck, do you have anything?
Yeah, so I'm keeping my props pretty condensed and small for this time. I'm not going to go bananas, but I'm going to give you – I'll give you one to start. Are we going around the room? Is that what it is?
Yeah, whatever. If you want to give one,
I have one on either side of the ball.
Okay, fine. So you have two. So
the Eagles play that I feel very strongly about. I'm not thrilled with the value, I'll say that, but I think that Dallas Goedert's in for a hell of a game. His receiving total is, 44.5?
Yeah.
So he's averaged, he's averaged 58 yards per game throughout the year. And the Chiefs overall as a defense have allowed 904 receiving yards to opposing tight ends this year. His receptions, I feel a little bit more comfortable, not thrilled with the value. I think it was minus 135. So his receptions was 4.5, and he's had at least 5 grabs in his last 3 games. And I feel like from what I hear, and I'm not like an X's and O's guys, but it seems like the Chiefs defense allows for more targets to be funneled and peppered over the middle, which is where Goddard succeeds a lot. So if I had to pick one, I'd probably pick receptions for Goddard over 4.5. Not thrilled with the value, but I think he's in for a big game. Okay. So I'll PP that, 4.5.
Minus 135.
Yeah, not thrilled with the value, but I think it's, I'm just comfortable with it.
Okay. Joe, what do you got?
Jalen Hurts to throw an interception and to go over 0.5. Plus 105 is one, and then to throw the first interception is even money. So I'm good. That's two for you. Jalen Hurts to throw the interception and a first interception, even money. It's 105 right now on DraftKings.
Yeah, it's plus 110 most places. That's fun.
Yeah, I got it at plus 114 earlier in the week. Right
are you,
now,
are you PPing both of those?
Yeah, I got Hurts to throw an interception and Hurts to be the first interception.
Okay.
That's two.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so yeah, so Hurts to throw an interception and be the first interception. I'll have to write that down afterwards. I'll go back to one that I gave out earlier in the week, and I just think that this is, to me, a very good one. Chiefs to have rushing touchdown, minus 140. I talked about it on Touch and Rich, but when you have an elite defensive front and they struggle against one aspect of the game, which is the run game, what are you going to do in the red zone? You're not going to get, I mean, you are going to get cute because you're Andy Reid, but you're obviously going to run the football more in those situations. And it has called against weak run defenses. The Chiefs have been one of the best running teams in the red zone this season, last season, and the season before that. They just want something they do consistently with the threat of Patrick Mahomes here. They run the ball very well in the red zone, not necessarily throughout the rest of the field, but in the red zone, it has been something they've been very good especially when Clyde Edwards-Helaire has not been touching the ball. And I feel very good about Isaiah Pacheco in down near in the red zone. Yes, you can go Pacheco to get a touchdown here, but I also am accounting for the fact that this could very well be a sneak. They've gone with the Travis Kelce play. They've done a bunch of those things, and honestly, I just feel pretty much more confident in a rushing touchdown than I do in just playing a specific player, especially with Clyde Edwards-Helaire back in the game. He is going to play. I think he is going to be a factor in this game. So give me Chiefs to score a rushing touchdown, minus 140.
Yeah, and I'll just add that on top of the that's my other prop here, Dan, is Pacheco over 47.5 rushing yards. Eagles ranked 24th in opposing running back yards per carry with 4.6. Pacheco has done this total over 9 of the Chiefs' last 11 games. So I think that, you know, his motor is really shining in this playoff run. And as we all know with Andy Reid, he goes with the hot hand, and there's nobody hotter in that backfield right now than Isaiah Pacheco. McKinnon's really been faded out after that incredible stretch over the regular season. And I know that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is being activated, but I think he's more of an insurance policy than anything. So I'm not scared by that.
Edwards-Helaire is going to have an impact in this game.
You think so?
That's been the rumor on the street. I'd be very concerned about.
I figure he's only going to see like 10% of the snaps.
Maybe
he vultures.
Yeah,
one.
That's kind of what I'm thinking is they might use him at the goal line, even though he's been abysmal down there, which is interesting.
All right, let's take a break because I know we got Chris Thurston coming on from the Hustle Pod.
Can I just say something real quick?
Go ahead.
Dallas Goedert, anytime touchdown, plus 150 PP.
Okay.
Bing, 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 bing. Brought to you by thelines.com. We'll be back with us. Eli will be joining us next week for some college basketball picks as well. So thank you for them for sticking with us during March Madness as well. All right, we're going to take a break. We got Chris Thurston. He is CT Betts from the Hustle Pod. He'll join us next on the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show on the Sports Hub. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. It's the DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's the DraftKings Over-Under Show. Welcome in one of our good friends. His name is Chris Thurston. He is CT Betts on Twitter. He is a part of the Hustle Pod. Hustle Show. Sorry. Let me get the Hustle Show Pod in there. CT Betts, welcome to the DraftKings Over-Under Show, bud.
Fellas, how we doing? Happy Saturday. Happy Super Bowl weekend here. Excited for the games, for the college basketball slate today and the big one tomorrow.
Chris, let's get into tomorrow. Your thoughts on a side, thoughts on a total, and I know that you had a nice heavy bet in the AFC Championship game.
Yes, the AFC Championship was very nice to me, Joe, and I'm coming right back with the Kansas City Chiefs here in the Super Bowl in 57 here. I think it comes down to, you look at these teams on paper, right, and positions 1 through 52, I don't disagree with the public out there. The Eagles have the advantage in almost all of them. But the two key positions the Chiefs have a big advantage are is coaching and the trigger man, and that's Patrick Mahomes. He's going to be one of the greatest to lace him up, and he could wear that Superman cape. I still think that Nick Sirianni is getting way, way too much credit. These stud Eagles players have made him look way too good all season long. Let's see how he matches up with the fat genius come Sunday here. Chiefs have been the five straight AFC championships, Joe. Only one title to show for it. I think they get number two on Sunday.
Yeah, Chris, you know obviously how I feel about the Kansas City Chiefs. I like them as well. In fact, all three of us like them on the show, which means we're probably, hopefully, not all on the same side. But one thing I want to ask you about the Chiefs and kind of, I guess, everything that's going on with the game here on Sunday is, do you have a prop that you love in this game? Because I think there's obviously a few that we talked about on Tuesday, but is there one that you absolutely love and that you're betting?
I do, yeah, Dan. And this one I bet every year here. And it's, will the opening kickoff of the Super Bowl result in a touchback? And I bet the no here. And plus money's still out there, Dan. You and I, when we did our show, I think I got plus 140. I think you got a little bit of a better number there, but I think it's plus 110 right now. And going into this Super Bowl, the opening kickoff touchbacks, they've been really scarce. Although last year we saw the Bengals kicker, Evan McPherson, right? He sends the ball soaring into the stands, giving the yes crowd the winning ticket there. But 28 of the previous 31 Super Bowl opening kickoffs, they've actually been returned, meaning if you bet the no, you'd get the cash there. The only three to result in touchbacks, they were all kicked indoors. State Farm Stadium in Glendale, this is not considered a dome. So I like the plus money here, boys. We know the narrative, right? It's been known that the football is a lot harder, and the Super Bowl, right? Pat McAfee came out and said that a few years ago here. So no for the opening touchback for me, guys.
Just give you Harrison Butker, 65% on touchbacks in the playoffs. He's 38%. So
there you go.
Nice little touch there. Anything on the total before we move on?
Total, you know, when it opened up, Joe, I liked the under. Then talking to a couple of my sharp friends, actually Dan, one of them included, kind of talked me off of it. I got off of it. I guess I'm starting to lean towards the over. I really don't have too strong of an opinion on it. I have a pretty big play on the Chiefs. The side is my big one. I do have a few other props, Joe, but we could go any direction you want.
Let's go. Whatever you got, Dan. What do you want? More props?
My guy CT Betts is a college basketball fanatic. He's a big Baylor fan.
5-0 last week.
He was 5-0 last Saturday. He's been very good this week. We had a nice Tuesday together when we were doing the show. What do you CT? What do you have for college basketball today? What do you like? I know you're Baylor Bears.
I got Baylor CT.
In TCU. Joe is on Baylor.
Yeah, Joe. I don't mind Baylor today. I kind of like him as well. Right. The only thing I'm waiting to hear is the guard, L.J. Crier, best backcourt in the nation, right? Crier, Keontae George, and Adam Flagler. Crier being one of them. He had a leg problem on Tuesday or Wednesday when they played practice yesterday, and he's going to be a game-time decision. I guess Scott Drew's leaving it up to him. I'm hoping he's a go, but TCU has some problems on their end too, Joe. So I think we're in a good position there. Lampkin, he's going to be out. And Mike Miles Jr., he's a game-time decision. He's been out the last few games. He's their stud player there. So I like Baylor. It's a little bit of a revenge spot. TCU beat them at a last-second shot at the buzzer when Baylor was winning by about 5 points with 37 seconds left. I don't think Scott Drew is going to want to lose to TCU twice this year. So Baylor's a good spot. One I'm looking at, Dan, and I think you like it as well, and it's a late night Pac-12, and that's the Oregon Ducks, plus 2.5. They're at home versus UCLA. I was high on this Ducks team going into the year, right? They really didn't get off to a good start. They didn't make the tournament last year, and now they're kind of looking in this year, right now, mid-February. They're not going to be in the big dance if they don't start ripping off some wins here. They got a nice one on Wednesday, or on Thursday, at home versus USC. I was on them then. I'm going to be on them tonight. They play much better at Matthew Knight Arena. They have some nice wins there, and Dana Altman, he knows what it takes here. They could sense how important this portion of their season truly is. They're rounding in the form here. You could see the signs of improvement. And I think that the Ducks just get it done here. All you need to know is, Joe, Julian Edlow, our good friend, he can't believe that UCLA is only laying 2.5 on the road. He loves the Bruins. Give me the Ducks. They'll be quacking tonight, guys.
Taking pardon shots.
I love how everybody love just fades their friends.
I love
it. Like, likes it. I'm on Indiana tonight. Dan doesn't like it.
I don't like Indiana. Joe likes Indiana. This is how it goes, you know? This is how it goes. I love the shots at Jules. Those were Jules last night. Look, this would be a huge tier one victory for the Ducks. And I think if they win this game, they are in the tournament. I think if they lose this game, they are out of the tournament. You could view this game almost as a potential playoff game, unless they probably, you know, win the remaining five games on their schedule. So big one for them.
Hey, Chris, over under amount of Vivas that will be consumed on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, my God, Joe, take the over for me. I have my my buddy Adam Trigger sent my total at 22.5. I said, wow, I'm going to get to the bar at around 11:30 in the morning for college hoops. Give me the over. It soars over every year, Joe.
There you go.
Soars over every year.
Anything else for Chris, dude?
How about Monday? How about the over-under on Monday, Viva? Viva, there's a Viva event on Monday. What are we doing for that?
Yeah, that's right. My brother's hosting an event at the Barking Crab in the Seaport. My brother, Steve Thurston, the owner of Viva Tequila Seltzer. Starts at 6 o'clock. We have myself, Julian Edlow. I think Tim McCone's going to come down.
Whoa, McCone!
Yourself, Dan Lifshatz. Joe, I hope you can make it.
I will be on the air, but I will be watching.
All right. Well, it's going to be a good time. And rumor is, my brother's credit card is going to be down there, Dan. So.
Ooh, the old black card, right?
I love the company card.
Free access to celebrate our Chiefs win, Dan, on Monday night.
I love the company card.
Either way, there will be drinking.
I will either be dressed black in depression, or I will be dressed red in happiness.
Dressed like LeBron James or Andy Reid.
Dan, I got one more quick one. I know we're probably up against it here, but I'm on the Florida Gators today as well.
Me
I was
too.
Listening earlier.
I'm with you on
love
that too.
The spot. Love it. -9. All right, banged it in there. They will get it done. Vandy coming off that huge win. It just screams Florida here after those couple of tough road losses.
All right, Chris, tell everyone where they can find you.
Find me on Twitter at CTBets16. Dan and I do a sports gambling show on SportsMap Radio every Tuesday night, 8 to 10 p.m., and I'm on SportsGrid TV every Thursday night at 10 o'clock.
All right, he's Chris Thurston, Hustle Show Pod. And he's joining us here on 98.5 The Sports. I'm Chris. Enjoy the Super Bowl and enjoy the Viva party. And I thank you for my hat.
Thanks for having me, guys. Good luck with your bets this weekend. Cash and tickets.
Later, Chris. I got my hat.
Thank you for my hat. I love it. All right, let's go. I agree with a lot of what Chris had to say. Obviously, he likes Florida. I think that's a great spot today. I am not on the Baylor train today. I just can't get behind the crier without Crier.
Let's talk to Captain Caveman. Thanks for holding, sir.
That's quite all right. How you guys doing?
What's up, Caveman?
So Dan's allowed to talk about parlays, but I can't bet just one NFL total tease. Come on.
Come on. At least the ML parlay is like something reasonable.
Are you going to tease the total and the Chiefs? Is that what you're going to do?
The total and the Chiefs.
I do one a year, just one. He gives me stuff.
Of course I do. It's my job.
I know. Okay. I know. Listen, first of all, before we get to the Super Bowl, the sanctimony from both newspapers in this town has already started comparing the gambling situation and now being legalized to the potential of it becoming the next opioid crisis. Can we all just calm our collective livers with this already? You know, like we're the first state to do this and the other states aren't even. I just want to throw that out there. Just everybody calm down with that stuff. You know what I mean?
So
that being said, I agree. I also agree with what CT said. Listen, unless you think Mahomes and Reed are going to collectively crap their pants, and I'll be out, and Sirianni's going to completely outcoach them. I can't see how the Eagles are doing this, even with the talent situation there. I myself, I'm like you guys, I'm on the Chiefs, but I'm also looking at -3, -7, not a lot, but a little bit on alternate lines for the Chiefs. I just don't see the Eagles winning this game, period, end of sentence, not even close. Again, I compare them to the 2015 Panthers. Right. Front runners, pretenders, they get to the big game, they are going to crap themselves.
Interesting. I agree. I concur. I think this game, there have been people talking about alt spreads. I've already taken a few.
I do feel that if the Chiefs win, I'm not calling them a dynasty, but, you know, they're going to be back in it. I just think whoever wins this game, it's not a dynasty yet. That's all. So
now, the news, the Chiefs have, what, gotten to five?
Yeah, and don't get me wrong.
Championship games, all of the,
listen,
you know,
if they win and go to another one and win, we can talk about it. But
yeah,
this
dynasty
is
dynasty start at three.
There's no dynasty if the Chiefs win. It's just a stepping stone towards one. I will say that. But as far as whoever wins this game, it's not a dynasty.
Well, I mean, if the Eagles, I wouldn't even compare the Eagles to being that. I look at if the Eagles were to win this one and like the one they won in 2017, it's more like what Washington did in the late 80s, early 90s with Gibbs.
With the old Riggins teams. Yep.
Exactly. So they won three in less than a 10-year period. But you look at those three teams, and except for Gibbs, they had nothing to do with one another, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the Eagles.
You got it, bro. All right. Thank you, Captain Caveman. I know you waited a while for that. I do have a wrangle, Dan. I won't bore everybody with it, but Jay's in Providence wants to talk. What's up, Jay?
Hey, I got a question for you guys. I've been betting a lot of first halves in college basketball. I wanted to know what you think about betting first halves, except for Houston. Houston's a team that always starts off slow, and then I bet them in the second half. But, like, the game I like today is Marquette against Georgetown, 10.5. So what I'll do is I'll bet them the first half. If they don't cover that 5.5 spread, then I'll live bet them the full game because I'm pretty confident they're not going to lose that game. So that's one way to, like, save the bet in case the first half doesn't go.
Got it. I generally bet second halves because I like to watch.
Yeah.
I lay off first halves, to be honest.
I think, to be honest with you, first halves are very difficult because you're basically trying to predict game flow early on. And unless there's a legitimate known trend on a team, this team struggles early. I do agree with you. Houston is a team that has struggled early and kind of turned it on late, especially against opponents that, like, maybe aren't as good. I think that that's a good way to put it. But again, I think spots are way more important than in terms of full game spots are more important than first half spots. I think it's just easier to identify full game spots than first half spots. I do understand the first half. I think first halves are maybe easier in some other sports. But I just, don't agree in college basketball. It's very difficult to anticipate game flow in some of these games. Again, the sharpest guys in the world who beat numbers usually don't do super well in college basketball.
All right, let me give you the wrangle on the Super Bowl, and then we'll do everything else we missed. We got more props, too. And I know, Tuck, you got those golf props as well. So we'll take a break. We'll be back and wrap up the show here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz, DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, more of the DraftKings Over-Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, final segment here of the DraftKings Over-Under Show. I'm Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz here. I know Tuck's got a few picks. I'm going to just get this out of the way here. Calling all Massachusetts sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook, Boston's hometown sportsbook, will be live right here in Massachusetts. Bet local on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. To celebrate, all new customers will receive up to $200 in bonus bets when you sign up for DraftKings Sportsbook today using code SPORTSHUB. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Sign up with code SPORTSHUB to get up to $200 in bonus bets to use once. Mobile sports betting hits Massachusetts only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SPORTSUP. You guys want to get some more props out of the way?
Yes, let's bang out the final props. Joe, go ahead.
So these are more I gave out. I know I gave out the Hurts ones already here. And so I also have a player to have a pass attempt over 2.5.
So over 2.5 players that pass.
So, yep, and I got it at plus 145. I don't know what you got it at, Dan.
Yeah, it's still, you can get plus 160 still. Okay. Plus 140 still out there.
So I got 145. Now, this is to be, so obviously two quarterbacks will throw one. It has to be a third person to make a throw attempt. Could it be Chad Henne? Could it be a Philly special? Anything. I just like the odds, Dan. That's why I'm on that one.
Okay.
And I'll just give these out, and then you guys can move on. I have all missed extra points. So I have a missed field goal, plus 120. A missed extra point at plus 300. And both teams to miss a field goal at plus 900. Big games. I know the kicker for Cincy's been struggling. We know Bucker had his struggles. So everything's plus money. A missed field goal, an extra point, or both teams to miss a plus 900. We can ring the bell on all of them. Ding, 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 ding. Boom! So that's what I have, Dan. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 player props.
Joe really hates kickers in this game, clearly. Hates them. I'm not rooting for missed kicks, I think, for you. Okay, let's see. I will give out a few more here. To me, this is it's close to an even money bet, but I think this is pure stupidity. A 2-point conversion attempt. Just attempt, not to be successfully completed. Just a 2-point conversion to be attempted, plus 115. I mean, this is silly. They're two of the most aggressive coaches in the entire NFL. I would be stunned if we see them kicking, especially if Joe gets his way and there's a missed field goal or missed extra point, and that we see them continue to rely on the kicker. I'd be absolutely stunned if we don't see a 2-point conversion attempt, Joe. I love that one. I'm surprised where the number is. It did open higher, but again, I still think that it's that's an incredible price for something that I think probably has better than a 50-50 chance of happening, and you're getting plus money on it. So I think that to me is a really, really good number there. Total punts in the game, it really has moved, so I don't want to give that one out, Joe, because I think that's kind of tough. I'm going to go back to the board, kind of something similar you had last year. Give me over 2.5 players to throw a touchdown, 22-1. This is a good number, 19-1 on Prop Builder for those who, you know, whatever. But this is something I play consistently in the Super Bowl. Obviously, we know a ton of trick plays, two aggressive coaches. We saw this last year, Joe Mixon throw a touchdown, played it then. It's going to be the same thing now. I'll play it for half a unit instead of a full unit, so it won't be a full play. But I still think that this is, again, tremendous value for something that, again, has a better statistical chance than happening, in my opinion. And then I'll go with this one. Total fourth down conversions over 1.5 minus 130. This is something, again, I think especially in late games, you're going to see a lot of aggressiveness from these two coaches, especially if they're down. And you know you have fantastic defenses on both sides of the football. I think you're going to go for it more often than not. So therefore, fourth down conversions to me are the kind of way to go there. Yeah, I think that's it for me. I'll be honest with you. I think that there's going to be a lot of I would look at a lot of potential player prop unders in this one. That's the way that I would approach things if I was looking for more player props. I know you said you love Dallas Goedert. I'm actually really low on Goedert in this game. I personally just think that he's kind of the lost man right now in that offense, which is interesting. It feels like Hurts has kind of lost his ability to go to Goedert. I don't know why. I also will tell you the Kenneth Gainwell stuff. I've heard so much stuff about Kenneth Gainwell overs. Go back and look at the game flow when Kenneth Gainwell has gotten the carries, when he's gotten his attempts. It has been when the Eagles are winning by a significant margin. That's when Gainwell is getting his carries and such. Now, will that change this week? Because, you know, Gainwell has played well when given the opportunity, but usually those games have been blowouts. So to me, that's the biggest concern there is that just, you know, Gainwell really hasn't gotten the opportunity. It's been a lot of Miles Sanders when they're, you know, it's actually been a competitive game. So there you go. That's, those are kind of my thoughts on maybe some players there. You know, again, I, Juju unders, probably something I'm looking at, you know, probably something I'm looking at. MVS unders, probably something I'm looking at, especially how good he was in the AFC title game. Everyone's going to be playing his overs. So yeah, there you go.
All right. What do you got for golf, Tucker?
Yeah, I'll just keep this quick. Couple things that stood out to me over the past couple days. Scheffler, he's, 10 under now. And I'll say this, round two is not officially concluded yet because of the past 2 days have been delayed. So they're wrapping up this morning. But a couple of value picks that I think are stick out to me. John Rahm, outright winner, is now plus 330. I think that's very interesting. He's 8 under, and he looks dialed in. Tom Kim, a rising star in the PGA. I like him at plus 110 for top 10 finish. He had a great day yesterday. And Sungjae Im, I'm getting, I don't know if you guys remember last year, but I was all about Matthew Fitzpatrick last year. I'm getting similar vibes with Sungjae Im this year. So plus 130 for top five. He has not concluded the second round, but he is 7 under right now, and he's another guy that looks absolutely dialed in, especially with the putter, and the greens are fantastic, by the way. So plus 130, top five, Sungjae Im. I like that.
You PPing that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you PPing any of the other stuff? I apologize. I
Tom Kim, plus 110 for top 10 PP.
Okay.
And I'm not going to PP John Rahm outright. Okay. That's just a little sprinkle action.
Okay.
Dan, I'll give this out. UFC tonight, big matchup, Volkanovski versus Makhachev. Give me Makhachev by decision or technical decision plus 165 tonight. I wanted to take the over, but
you better hope you got the script of that one.
I know. The script, right?
Yeah.
Arian Foster. We got about 5 minutes to go here. I just wanted to bring up the wrangle real quick, Dan. I'll make it quick. Carl Sheffers will officiate another Super Bowl. His crew, which won't be the whole crew, but him and his crew, most flags in the NFL this year, 12.6 a game. He has called two of the last three Super Bowls. The underdogs have won both games. In the last 12 playoff games he's officiated, under 10-1.
So I will say this. There was something handed down from the NFL to tell Sheffer's crew to stop calling so many penalties. So I do think that there is an over under on penalties. Prop 10.5 has been the most common number. That number has actually been steamed down, and the reason is because there has been rumored memo from the NFL to tell Sheffers and his crew to kind of relax on the penalties.
So, and again, it's Sheffers, not necessarily his crew. They put a crew together. But he's the lead official.
He I believe that he is picking part of the crew. So he gets to pick half the crew, and I believe half the crew is assigned. Right. Either way, I think there's a memo saying we don't want too many flags in the Super Bowl. And if you look the last couple of years, there actually haven't been an insane amount of flags in the Super Bowl. They've really let them play, which has been fantastic. So
anything else? Anything else we missed out? What about the you got something on the halftime Rihanna song?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not putting it out there.
Okay,
I'm not putting it out there.
I would say this: do some research. You might be able to find out maybe what the playlist is already.
It is out there. Yeah, but look at this point, if you have information, now I'll say, how about this: Anthem under.
By the way, did you see the odds for next year? Who the favorite is in the NFL?
No,
Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean that's not surprising.
Patriots are 50-1.
Yeah, that's probably a bad number. That's a bad number. That's too high. They should be more around 35-1. I think the Patriots could be taking a legitimate step this next season. I know everyone thinks I'm absolutely insane, and I don't think Mac Jones is the worst quarterback in the NFL and whatever for whatever reason. But I actually think the Patriots will be half decent next year, which is, I know. Not unlike me, right? Not Dan.
Buffalo 7-1, Eagles 7-1, 49ers 8-1, Bengals 9, Dallas 14-1, and the Chargers 20.
Eagles worst number on the board, easily the worst number on the board. This is not the type of team that's going to make it back next year. They're just great story, good team. Jalen Hurts had a great year, But this is not the type of team that makes it back to back. They're just not that good. And everyone says they have a great roster, which they do. They have a very good roster, but they also have, you know, they had incredible injury luck this year. Like, with the exception of Hurts, like, I'm very, very, very low future wise on this Philadelphia Eagles team.
You're saying
you're going to have to get, like, you know, 70 sacks and have the easiest, you know, playoff road in the history of the NFL to get to the Super Bowl. I just don't see it.
When should we post our props, Dan, or should we let everyone listen to the podcast?
No, we'll listen to the podcast. You know, maybe we'll post the prop. I don't know. I listen to the podcast. There's a ton of props here. If you have questions about props, DM, tweet,
yeah,
whatever.
You're going to have to listen. I get one eight.
Yeah, I mean,
eight props.
I think we have like 30 plays on the show today. Like, that's why I've been kind of lost. We gave out a lot of plays today, a lot.
Yeah, I wrote them all down. I got them all. A couple of college basketball games today. UFC tonight. We give out golf. What about the Bruins tonight? 5-2 last meeting.
3:30, Joe.
3:30 game today. Yes, just so everybody knows.
3:30 game.
It's a great 3:30 matchup today. They beat them 5-2 last night. Pavel Zacha, 2 goals. What do you think tonight?
Yeah, it is, and the number's growing. And it was -190 when we started the show. Seeing it up in the mid 200s right now, -210, -220. I think again, it's hard to fade this Bruins team at home. They're absolutely dynamite. You know, just a team I was flat out wrong about this year. Speaking of Boston teams, can I give out one? Here we go. A Matt McCarthy special. Shout out to Matt McCarthy. I played this last night. Give me the Red Sox over 76.5 wins.
Whoa, we got to discuss that one next week, but he's already given it out. We got to go. Thanks, Tucker. Dan Lifshitz. I'm Joe Murray. Get the hockey show next. Enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday. Be sure to check out our podcast, all our plays right there. And good luck with your college basketball plays today as well. This has been another edition of the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
Who you got? Go Chiefs!
The DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys will continue on the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Show that's all about hockey. This is the Shaws and Star Market Hockey Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub with Ryan Johnston, Jensen Roth, and Bob Beers. Presented by Shaws and Star Market. Download the Shaws app or Star Market app and save today. Also brought to you by Devlin Energy, Mass General Brigham, Sparks Hockey, Dairy Queen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.